Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But before we get to the number one team in the nation, Ohio State, I just kind of want to address, as Russ pointed out in his update, dynamite producing over there, amigo.
I listened to that one.
It was announced by Dan Lanning today that Mekhi Hughes requested a red shirt, and it is granted. Danny, what'd you say in the break?
He's transferring.
I would imagine that that's what's going down. And
it's either that or he's protecting himself for the NFL draft. It's one of those two things.
Yes, yes.
So this is something you're going to see in college football. This happened at Oklahoma State this morning as well. Brett McMurphy reported that Oklahoma State's leading defensive tackle, they're probably their best defensive player, is redshirting. Why? Because Gundy got fired.
And yeah, now he's out.
He can technically, honestly, he can transfer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your coach gets fired, you now can transfer. Now, that doesn't mean he can go play for somebody else, but if he wants to go to another program right now and go
practice and
be a part of stuff, he can. And I wonder if Hughes is, you know, he can't do that because Lanning hasn't been fired, but if he's already kind of starting that process, or if he's just going to shut it down and maybe try to prepare for the NFL draft. I don't know what side of that is going to go, but this is the world that you're in right now in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it.
I'm not against it either, especially because, you know, my biggest takeaway when we talked, you know, when we interviewed Tyson Alger and talking about this Penn State game and leading up to it and it kind of being the start of the season, in theory, we knew 10 guys weren't going to touch the ball. We knew it wasn't going to be like Oklahoma State or Oregon State or Montana State, that he was going to have his guys and call on them. And guess what? The guys, we know who they are.
I'll tell you
it's
right now.
It's Hill, it's Lamar, and it's Davison. Whether Davison's running decoy and then blocking downfield, because that was a huge moment for him, or putting his booty in the end zone.
I mean, Davison is a touchdown vulture, and it's fantastic.
And I'm here for it.
I love a big old thick boy who's just like, you need 4 yards, I'll give you three. You need 2 yards, I'll give you three. That is my kind of dude. I love a guy like that.
And so I think Micah knows that he's – Mekhi.
Yeah.
Mekhi knows he's
too far
down the depth chart.
It's crazy. Number one.
And Lanning says, cool, dude. See him.
Oregon, get the ball to De'Aaron Hill. Good God, that guy is terrifying in the open field. Holy crap. But – it is nuts that Mekhi Hughes ran for 1,500 yards at Tulane and he's not touching the ball.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. I look at that Oregon running back room.
It's been at Tulane,
dude.
Should have stayed at Tulane.
Tulane's been really good, but the idea that if Darian Mensa and Mekhi Hughes stayed at Tulane would probably be a
16th ranked team in the nation.
I was going to say top 15. Legitimately, because
you're your G5 leader in the clubhouse after Boise State and USF.
Because again, Mensa has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And Mekhi Hughes is clearly a very good running back.
And Duke is not very good. Mensa's been good. That team's
not very good. But yeah, but that's the interesting thing about all of this in general, of like where this stuff lies. But I kind of like this because it does give guys freedom to do things. It does. It, like, you're not stuck.
It's kind of playing fair with the transfer portal
rules.
It is.
And this is where I mean.
Because you could hold them captive and say no.
Well, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Baker Mayfield has talked about this.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to go somewhere in a red shirt because I had to sit out a year.
We were talking about baseball and guys manipulating the system because DeLauder, this doesn't count as service time.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, the kid for the Guardians today is making his major league debut in center field.
He's got an error and a walk.
He's got an error and a walk. But this is how insane of a circumstance this is. This is the sixth time a player in major league baseball history has made his debut in the playoffs. This is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an, but the second as I saw it, I looked at you and I go, well, doesn't start his clock.
but that's what I'm saying. And I think that's kind of the new wave. And this is where I give Dan Lanning a ton of credit. And, you know, we were having a conversation a while ago on the YouTube chat about the national recognition for Oregon. And I think sometimes, yeah, you do need a natty that will boost it nationally. But also I think some of it is a little lazy East Coast media. You know, Oregon uniforms are cool and that's all we know about them. But those are the little things that are going to start to gain your program recognition, why other kids are going to want to go to your program. When you can say, let's pretend this is the conversation behind closed doors. Coach, I'm not in the top three of the depth chart, am I? Mm. And even coach says, you know what, Makai, like, keep working every week. We're going to give you opportunities. And when you get your opportunities, don't push them down. He says, how about I just redshirt? Mm. And then that leaves me options. And for Lanning to say, yeah, we'll do that. You know, he'll still probably try and recruit him and keep him at Oregon. Or if he walks, he might say, we're cool without you.
This is not an Oregon thing. This is not a Lanning thing. This is why you don't have depth charts in spring camp, in summer camp, and even in fall camp. You're like, you're trying to hold on to guys as long as possible. Like, you know, Oregon's going to have to make a decision next year at quarterback. Does Nova said, you know, if Dante goes to the NFL, does Nova said take over Akili Smith?
Right.
Like, you just kind of go down the
list.
Or
do you go into the transfer portal?
Or is one of those, because you're going to lose one of those guys. That's just going to happen. I mean, you saw it at Penn State.
Dante comes back, Nova said's gone.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's why I was going to use the Penn State example. Drew Aller opts to come back. Bo Prabula ends up in Missouri. That's the nature of this beast now. And so, but it happens across the roster. And you also have the guys that you kind of, you know, de-recruit. Like, you ain't it, dog.
And maybe that's where he is now. And but
I don't think he's one of those guys, but maybe he's not one of those guys for them.
I don't think so either, but I don't want to sit here and
you don't grunt for 1,500 yards and not be a dude.
Right.
You might not be the dude, but you're a dude.
And I don't want to sit here and slurp Lanning, but I hope that is a precedent that's set in the transfer world, because that will resonate to other kids.
Being honest.
Yeah, if Moore goes to the NFL, and it the heir apparent is Novosad, okay? But you're a quarterback that's getting recruited to come in, you now know, okay, I'm going to take a shot at beating him out in camp. And if I don't, maybe coach will let me do that. And maybe he won't.
But look, Dante did...
Dante
comes to Oregon last year and did what I think a lot of young guys in this country are not doing, and I give him a ton of credit. He sat there last year. He sat there last year.
You don't see that, and you don't see that.
And honestly, I think it might have made him tens of millions of dollars.
But we're gonna switch over to Ohio State here in a second. You know, Julian Sain is having a tough time over there. If Day decides to recruit someone in, what stops Julian Sain from saying to Ryan Day, hey man, did you see what they did with that kid over at Oregon? You think you could redshirt me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me an extra year. Let me go play somewhere else. It might be a trend that starts. And I would love to see that, because I think it meets a little in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not giving player complete control. It's not giving coach complete control. It's kind of allowing the system that we're all worried is broken work.
I mean, you can just you can just say it. I'm going to redshirt.
Yeah.
You got your four games. And at that point in time, you know, after that, it's decision has to be made. But yeah. It's an interesting spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.